Sri Sri Radha Krishna Govardhan Pundurata Vidurdan Pujan Sri Vrindavandan Pujan Navadaptan Pujan Gangutamana Tosi Bhaktivinoda Pujan Ananagari Vaishnava Vindhija Samadhat Bhakta Vindhija Govardhan Agrasya Samadhanja Agrasya Samadhanja Agrasya Samadhanja Agrasya Samadhanja Agrasya Samadhanja Agrasya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Amrishabhadaya Krishnabhasakulay Nishnamari Vakavadanta Swami Nityanani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachalane Narvate Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Arjuna Sri Gaurava Karanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tasmin Bam Ramaya Krishto Rama Mano Sutasmati Sangha, Santo, Dasam, Papi, Asim, Prabhu, Tasin, Stram, Ramayas, Prishto, Brahma, Mano, Sutas, Tat Sangha, Idrisin, Prato, Dasam, Papi, Asim, Prabhu,
Dasam,
Tatsangati Drishim Prapto,
Tatsangati Drishim Prapto,
Tasampapi Sim Prabhu,
Tasampapi Sim Prabhu, Tasmin Swam Ramaya Krishto,
Tasmin Swam Ramaya Krishto,
Ramamano Sutasmiti,
Ramamano Sutasmiti,
Tatsangati Drishim Prapto,
Tatsangati Drishim Prapto,
Tasampapi Sim Prabhu,
Tasampapi Sim Prabhu.
Tasmin, in that situation,
from
you,
Ramaya,
as the woman, Sprishta, being in contact, Ramamana, enjoying Shruta Smriti, without remembrance of spiritual existence,
Tak,
with her,
Sangha,
by association, Idrasin, like this,
Prapta,
you have attained the Sam state, Apiyasin, full of sinful activities. Prabhu, my dear friend. Translation, my dear friend, when you enter such a body along with a woman of material desires, you become overly absorbed in sense enjoyment. Because of this, you have forgotten your spiritual nature of life. Due to your material conceptions, you are placed in various miserable conditions. But when a person becomes materially engrossed, they have no capacity to hear about spiritual existence. Forgetfulness of spiritual existence entangles a man more and more in material existence, such as the result of sinful life. Various bodies are developed with the material ingredients because of different types of sinful activities. King Paranjana assumed the body of a woman by Darby as a result of sinful activities. Bhagavad Gita clearly says, Striyo Vaisya Sasudra, that such a body is low born. If one takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, he can be elevated to the highest perfection even though he's evil born. One acquires lower births when one's spiritual intelligence is reduced. Text 60. Actually, you're not the daughter of Vidarbha, nor is this man, Maladvayaja, your well-wishing husband, nor were you the actual husband of Paranjani. You were simply captivated in this body of 9 gates. Therefore, the material world, many living entities come into contact with one another and, increasing their attachment to a particular type of body, become related as father, husband, mother, wife, etc. Actually, every living entity is a separate individual being. Because of its contact with matter, it becomes together with other bodies and becomes falsely related. False bodies create various associations in the name of family, community, society, and nationality. Actually, every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of God, but living entities are overly engrossed in material bodies. The Supreme Personality of God and Krishna appears in his instruction in the form of Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literature. The Supreme Lord gives these instructions because he is the eternal friend of the living entities. His instructions are important because by them the living entities can obtain liberation from bodily engagement. As water passes down a river, many straws and grasses are carried from the shore. These straws and grasses come together in the river's current, but when the waves toss this way and that, they are separated and carried somewhere else. Similarly, innumerable living entities within this material world are being carried by the waves of material nature. Sometimes the waves bring them together and they form relations and relate to one another on a bodily basis of family, community, or nationality. Eventually, they're thrown out of the association by the waves of material nature. This process has been going on since the creation of material nature. As regards to the Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, my dear living entities, you are being carried away by the waves of material nature. Sometimes you're on the surface, sometimes you're being drowned. In this way, your eternal life is being spoiled. If you simply catch hold of Krishna and take shelter of his lotus feet, you will again, once again, get free from the miserable material conditions. In this word, the words Suhrit and Tava are very significant. One so-called husband, Ralph, son, father, or whatever, cannot actually be a well-wisher. The only actually well-wisher is Krishna himself, as Krishna affirms in Bhagavad Gita, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. Society, friendship, love, and well-wishes are all simply results of the impact of different bodies. One should know this well. You try to get out of this bodily engagement into which one is thrown birth after birth. One should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, and return home back to God. Translation, my dear friend, when you enter such a body along with a woman of material desires, you become overly absorbed in sense enjoyment. Because of this, you have forgotten your spiritual life. Due to your material conceptions, you are placed in various miserable conditions. Actually, you are not the daughter of Vidarbha, nor is this man, Maladvaja, your well-wishing husband, nor were you the actual husband of Paranjani. You were simply captivated in this body of 9 gates. So here, the Brahmana is explaining that the process of bewilderment of the Atma, or the Jiva, and this, of course, we know from Bhagavad Gita, and it is a very basic concept. The body is different from the Atma, but because of desires, the living entity wants to enjoy it in the material world, and the only way he can do that is to take up a material body. The Atma itself is spiritual, so it cannot enjoy matter at all. This is, of course, is similar to the fish in the water. When the fish is in the water, the fish can enjoy it. When we take the fish out of the water, it cannot enjoy it because the surrounding is different. It's not its environment. So the Atma is spiritual by nature, but it is stuck in the material world, which is quite different, and it cannot really enjoy it. However, to fulfill that desire, there is an arrangement made by the Lord, and that is we get a material body. We identify with that, even though we are spiritual, and in this way, we can enjoy matter. Of course, there is a little illusion in this whole process, because the only way the Atma can enjoy matter is by thinking that it's a material body. So that illusion, or that ignorance, is necessary for this enjoyment in the material world. So therefore, our existence in the material world with all of its enjoyment is actually based on ignorance. Without that, we cannot enjoy here. So, the living entities want to enjoy, and therefore they're put in this position in the material world under ignorance, and they try to enjoy it. And this is exactly what King Prashnaparishad was doing. And to illustrate that, Narada Muni has told the story of Paranjana living in the city of Nine Gates, and then he got kicked out of that, and he became a woman, the wife of Malayadvaja. And then Maharaja died, and so the queen is left all alone lamenting. So then, at this point, the Supreme Lord comes as a Brahmana and teaches her. And this is what he's saying, that you're actually not the body at all. But out of ignorance, you're identifying with this material body. So, in this way, because of ignorance, one is forgetful of one's spiritual nature. Once one is in the material body, we do activities, and the activities are affected by the gunas, sattva, rajas, tamas, and consequently they can be divided into either papa or punya, and in either case they must give results according to karma. So therefore we get enjoyment from suffering in the material world. And we must take body after body in order to get that karma. So all of this is originating because of desire, desire leading to ignorance, ignorance leading to bodies, body leading to action, action leading to papa and punya, and this giving happiness and distress. So this leading to repeated birth and karma in the material world. So the whole chain of events is ultimately because of the desire of the jiva or atma to enjoy in the material world. And from that, he develops ignorance, etc. So, what is the solution to all of this? The solution is, let us stop this process. So, we can stop the process by removing the ignorance. Because due to the ignorance that we enjoy in the material world, so stop the ignorance somehow or other. So obviously, opposite of ignorance is knowledge. So we stop ignorance with proper knowledge. So that is what Narada Muni here is teaching. He is giving knowledge so that one can stop this process of birth and death in the material world. So knowledge is one thing for removing ignorance, but as I said, behind that ignorance is desire. The living entity wants to enjoy in the material world. That, of course, we can say is another type of ignorance of the jiva, first ignorance. So that also has to be removed. So the proper way of removing that ignorance is to change the desires of the jiva. That is obvious. But at the same time, we must understand you cannot remove desire from the jiva completely. The atma by nature is conscious, it's a conscious entity, and a conscious entity must be conscious of things. And therefore, it must have some response to everything. So it has some desire somehow or other at all times, because it is by nature conscious. How to accommodate desire without developing desire for enjoyment in the material world? So the solution to this is to direct the desire of the jiva not towards himself or his own enjoyment, but to the Supreme Lord. So that is what we call bhakti. If the jiva has love for the Supreme Lord, that desire is different. It is not the desire to enjoy for ourselves. It is the desire to please the Supreme Lord. So that is an opposite type of desire. So So this process of bhakti is the process of destroying the other desire in the material world. So if we want to get out of the material world and end the bondage here, the process recommended is bhakti or devotional service. This is a cultivation of the jiva's tendency to love the Supreme Lord and serve the Supreme Lord without desires for his own enjoyment. So that is the basic definition of bhakti. Ani abhilashita shunya, without other desires, one performs Krishna anusilana, or service to the Supreme Lord, without desires for one's own enjoyment. So this is the process too. Destroy that desire and consequently all the ignorance and the karma, etc., that follow from that. And this way we solve the problem of birth and death in the material world. There are other solutions given in the scriptures. One, of course, is the karma yoga system. This is not complete because it doesn't solve birth and death. It simply converts your papa into punyas. Yeah? And therefore you can enjoy or live comfortably in the material world by doing punyas and avoiding papa. But it's not a final solution because you still get birth and death. So even David does, even Brahma are born and die. The other solution, of course, is jnana, jnana yoga, the knowledge of atma. So knowledge of atma destroys ignorance. Consequently, we can end the process of birth and death in that way. But this is also limited because it is partial knowledge. If we have knowledge of Atma, but we don't have knowledge of Supreme Lord, that is also partial. And of course the process of Jnana is more difficult because it's basically an intellectual process to separate the Atma from the material body by intellectual analysis. So it's a rather difficult process. Another process, of course, is yoga, Ashtanga yoga. So here, instead of intellectual process, we use physical process of controlling the senses, meditation, pranayama, etc. And in this way, we stop the functions of the mind, intelligence, and ego completely. And then we realize Atma again. This is somewhat more effective than the jnana process. But again, though there's some recognition of the Supreme Lord as Paramatma, it is also incomplete because one does not develop a relationship with the Supreme Lord in that system. And so therefore, ultimately, most of the yogis, they end up simply realizing Atma and getting liberation from the material world. So this is a process also of liberation, but incomplete. So the easiest process is to recognize the Supreme Lord and worship the Lord through bhakti. And this process, one gets liberation, one also gets the position of the spiritual world, and it's a quicker process. And we don't have to give up desire completely. No, by nature the living entity is conscious, so he's conscious. He's conscious of something. If he's conscious of something, he's going to have some reaction to that. He can't just be conscious of nothing. Well, as I said, that's an eternal position. You're either nityabhata or nityamukta. So the jivas in the material world are anadi bahirmukha, and they're in this position. We cannot trace out the beginning of that ignorance and that desire. And of course, once one is in this position, then it is difficult to get out except by the mercy of the Supreme Lord.
Shut up, Mrs. Sehom. Shut up, Mrs. Maharaj.